Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Peter Meyerson sitting in for the inimitable Jeff Davis. We tell the stories of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship, and we are really glad that you are all listening. Today we have a great guest, Jack Huntress from Homebinder.
Good morning, Pete.
Did
nice
I say
to have
it
you.
Right?
You sure did. Thanks for having me.
You want to tell us something about Homebinder?
Sure, absolutely. So we started Homebinder 6 years ago with the idea that there's yet to be an established app for the home, you know, the single largest investment people will make in their lives. And so we want to become the hub of the home where everything gets recorded. The idea that someday, if I go to buy your home, Pete, I'd love to know who's your plumber, who's your electrician, what projects you did, when you did them, paint colors, perhaps by room, the date and make model of appliances. You know, today's transactions, you really just get bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, year built, but you really don't know the type of stuff that's inside the home, and that's what we're trying to be.
It's interesting. How did you come to approach this business?
Sure. Well, I suppose it goes back to my childhood, which, you know, I grew up in a home that was built in 1735, so I know intimately the difficulties in managing a home.
And you didn't know who built it.
And I certainly did not know. I don't know what
who did the plumbing.
Correct. Yes. It probably didn't have plumbing for a long time. But I became interested in software as a service as part of my previous venture, starting in the early 2000s in commercial real estate, where we built software to help in commercial real estate due diligence. But the company that acquired us, they were getting into residential, basically sharing information about environmental disclosure acts in residential. So I got exposed to the market. And at the same time, I start to buy a look at homes with my wife. And we go into this one particular open house, and on the kitchen table, there's an 8-inch stack of literally everything about the home. I mean, every receipt, every paint color, literally by room, the tile they used in the bathroom, warranty information.
I mean, I just saved the paint cans in the basement.
That's another way to do it, of course. I mean, they really had something that I perceived of value. So while she toured the home, I went through this stack of paper, and it just wouldn't leave me. It just wouldn't leave me. You know, I was having a lot of conversations with some of the big data companies in the residential market. I knew nobody had figured this one out. I saw a tremendous opportunity if someone did. All the interconnectivity. I mean, you really think all the things that are linked to the home, from the home professional market to insurance to retail to more, it just goes on and on and on. And there was a value proposition to everybody with the homeowner being at the center, and I couldn't help but take another swing at it.
It's interesting. So do you have partners?
We do. We're a team of six people. I brought the band back together of sorts to start the thing up in 2012, but we're in our sixth year starting this month. Really, really pleased with our progress.
So how do you monetize this?
So one thing we thought about was that it was very self-evident to me that I couldn't totally rely on homeowners to do all this work of keeping binders updated. I mean, it's just self-evident, right? I know who people are. We don't behave like we should in any aspect
of
our life.
You keep the cans in the basement, right?
And you shuffle a receipt here, you stuff it in the drawer there. So we thought about partners that would get us revenue, get us scale, and start to solve this problem of getting more complete binders than we would otherwise get what we thought from homeowners. So we looked at the point of the transaction and focused on home inspectors. The idea that they know quite a bit about the home. They try pretty hard to educate homeowners about their home that they're about to buy. Often the homeowners drop the ball. They don't carry some of these things forward. So the initial concept was a bit of a living home inspection. The idea that this inspection report that starts at the point of purchase could be carried on and that information could continue to live and help that homeowner manage their home. Because our system does things like send out email maintenance reminders, time to pump the septic tanks, time to sweep the chimney, especially off-cycle stuff that you may forget. Well, when did I really do that? Was that 2 years ago or was that 3 years ago when I did that? When did I last service my furnace? We monetize through home inspectors who pay us flat monthly subscriptions anywhere from, well, as low as $16 a month up to almost $1,000 a month, depending on how many inspections they do per year. And as a result, we've got inspectors in all 50 states now setting up homes. We do a little under 15,000 homes a month right now.
Wow.
And in Canada as well.
That's pretty impressive.
Thanks. Yeah, we're pleased with the progress. I mean, our goal right now is we're targeting the 4 million residential home inspections per year. That's kind of our market size as we would define it. There's about
4 million
home inspections per year. There's about 6 home million home transactions a year. Of those, 4.5 million get home inspections. Okay. That's really our target market. And so
is how to make that inspection more comprehensive.
Yeah, and really use that inspection process to help us, help homeowners, help ourselves. And so we're charting that course towards a million home inspections a year, therefore a million binders a year. And, we're at a run rate of, just under 200,000 now.
I mean, that's nice. How do you grow it? Is it marketing or?
The market we have gone to is a really challenging market in some ways. Think about it this way. The very largest home inspection company in the entire, space of North America, where home inspections are standardized, U.S. and Canada, they may have 4% market share. That's the biggest. It's a really, really long tail. There's about 20,000 home inspectors. It's a very local business.
So very fragmented.
Very fragmented. The average home inspector is doing 200 to 300 home inspections a year. Some states don't even require licensing, like 20 states or something. They don't require licensing. You just hang a shingle.
You just go in and they tell you you might need a new bit of plumbing or...
A lot of people will go through the process of a couple of the major trade organizations, InterNACHI or ASHI. They'll get... some form of certification. But there's not, nationwide or state-by-state licensing even. So you're dealing with a very local, fragmented marketplace of these 20,000 home inspectors all doing, 200 to 400 home inspections a year. In some ways, it makes it a little bit more like a B2C market than a B2B market. But we found some effective advertising strategies, especially through Facebook, actually. I mean, as I think most businesses know today, no matter what you're doing, there's an audience on Facebook that you can reach in some way. You're able to delineate in ways that, most platforms can't. So that's been effective for us. We certainly use affiliate partnerships. We use trade shows, email marketing. There's really nothing that's off the table when you're trying to reach that many people that, diversified.
So do you use an outside marketing person or do you have somebody in-house or
we brought somebody
or do you do it all yourself?
Yeah, no, we have somebody in-house. One of our guys has kind of grown up with us over the last 6 years in terms of, we started with him just a couple years out of college and now he's really, developed an extensive toolkit to be able to do click funnel marketing and social media marketing and otherwise. He's been great.
That's fascinating. I mean, the marketing process is and how you get in front of people, to me, is like the challenge. It sounds like it's the real challenge in your business.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think one of the things that, you often find is that to really be effective in a market, your best salespeople, of course, are your customers. Because especially in a market like this, they're going to listen to other home inspectors a lot more than they're going to listen to us. And so, by having more success, you have more success. And that's really what's happened in the last year. We've had a lot of inspectors coming to us because they've heard about it from other inspectors. And that's the best marketing we can do, keeping our customers happy.
So from here on, what are the challenges you face?
Sure. Well, I think, beyond this, even if we achieve, a million, even 2 million home inspections a year, we're sort of, implanted in that marketplace. We need to keep evolving and working on other parts of our business, such as keeping binders updated. To that end, we think about working with lots of people that surround the homeowner, whether it be a retail company that we're able to process their electronic receipts. The people are getting emails to them, hey, you just bought this washer and dryer, here's your receipt. We process that email, load that data right into like Tripit. If you're familiar with the company Tripit that processes emails that way. We also think about home pros.
About what?
Home pros, electricians, plumbers. Oh, okay. Handyman, the idea that they have a vested interest in being the plumber of record on 2 Maple Avenue, the electrician of record, the handyman of record, because it makes sure that homeowner won't forget them, and it makes sure that any future owner would see that they did that work on the property, helping them build their referral network. And so we're starting to work into that space to encourage them, build tools for them, and make it easy, even integrating with the software they use to run their business. So it's not a lot off of their plate to be able to push that data into HomeBinder, and they get a lot of value on the backside.
That's interesting. So so what's the next step in your business plan? Doing that?
Yeah, you know, to some extent, that's, you know, that's front and center. But I also think there's a lot of opportunity right in and around the home inspection. One of our partners right now is a company called Repair Pricer. And one of my favorite business questions is, what are your customers doing 3 minutes before they engage with you? And what are they doing 3 minutes after they engage with you?
Well, why? What's important about
it? Because that? I think that opens up possibilities for, you know, under either optimized or capitalized opportunities. So in this particular case, think about it this way. A homeowner, a home buyer gets a home inspection report. That home inspection report is just a list of all the stuff that's wrong with the home. It doesn't have anybody to go do the work, and it doesn't have any prices associated with it. And both of those are deliberate. It's because the standard of practice dictates they should not have those things in there. But that's a problem. That's a problem for the homeowner. They're left hanging. They can't begin to negotiate the home because they don't know how much these things are going to cost. So it's a great example of this three-minute problem. It's the very next thing. I get the report. What am I doing right now? Well, I'm trying to process this report. What do I do with it? This company, Repair Pricer, has solved that problem. And so that's a cascading waterfall effect, if you will, that, you know, the inspection happens. We set up the home binder. We present to the homeowner this opportunity to get everything costed out. Now we take these cost estimates and these items, they become to-do items in the binder. Then we start to link them up to Home Pros through their inspector network to do the work. Then they do the work, and then the binder gets updated with the work they did. So it's a fairly extensive, you know, a sequential process that we think about. But again, I don't never believe we could rely on homeowners to do the work. And this Repair Pricer thing right now is all part of that strategy to ultimately work towards the binders being updated with all the homeowner doing is getting an email saying, this person said they did this on your property. Did they do it? Yes or no? They click yes, their binder gets updated.
Yeah, speaking personally, of course, I would agree with your conclusion, which is I certainly am unreliable in terms of where I put things and, you know, how they get indexed. Look, my wife's pretty good at it, but
I get it. Look, my friends, family members, people that I believe love and care about me, I mean, they still and they love my idea, but I watch their behavior and I know that they're not. They see me and say, "Oh, I gotta get in there. I have to update Home Binder." I don't really want to make that the default solution here. I really want to make that as the backup solution. I think there's other ways in which we can make this process a lot easier for them and ultimately achieve our vision, where a home binder report is valuable. It's part of every home sale. It's valuable to the homeowner while they live in it, and it's super valuable when they go to sell it.
Yeah, that's really good. Jack, it has been great having you on. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Sure. Well, you can certainly go to our website, www.homebinder.com, all one word, no dashes or periods. And certainly, I always am up for emails. So jack@homebinder.com. Don't hesitate to email me with a thought or an idea or a question. Love hearing from everybody.
It's been great having you on, Jack. It's Jack Huntress of homebinder.com.
Great Thanks, interview. Pete.
Thank
I appreciate
you very
it.
Much. Nice meeting you.
Pleasure.